Thank you very much and welcome back. August 22nd, the end of the comment period for dicamba re-registration as proposed by the Environmental Protection Agency. Madeline Smith is the Pesticide Program Coordinator for North Dakota State University.
Well, we've definitely been waiting for some kind of movement on this for a while. Everybody's been waiting with bated breath, so we're delighted to see that things are moving and that we have this proposed rule now, which came out on July 23rd. And so it has a rather long and unwieldy name, which is the Memorandum Supporting Proposed Decision to Improve Registration for the Use of Dicamba on dicamba-tolerant cotton and dicamba-tolerant soybean. And of course, in North Dakota, we're mainly interested, of course, from the soybean perspective. And so there's an open comment period now for 30 days, which ends on August 22nd. And EPA is inviting everybody to comment on the items, on the documents that they've put up on their website, to give their feedback. And they're looking for, you know, a really broad set of feedback from farmers, from commodity groups, everybody with an interest in utilizing dicamba in this way, to really take a look at those things that they've put down and provide some constructive feedback within that 30-day period. So I really want to encourage folks to do that. EPA will then take a period of time to review those comments that they get in the open comment period before they draft the final rule that then will come into effect. And so it's a really critical time. This is the moment people have to really look at that and provide insight and feedback to help inform the decision as it moves forward. And so really encourage everybody to get online and do that and make those comments. You know, there's a number of items in here that are going to be a little bit different from what perhaps we've seen before with dicamba and other things. And so it's really important to take a look at those. And just to highlight a few of those pieces that you can find in the main document, what people really want to look at is pages 28 to 35, just to give you a heads up, because it's kind of a long document, and you'll get to the proposed label requirements. And so there are, we've talked in the past a little bit about Endangered Species Act and additional labeling language that's coming because of that, and that is going to be the case for dicamba. So there's going to be some endangered species language and mitigations to deal with minimizing exposure to endangered species in their habitat. So that kind of continues. As we've seen in the past, there's going to be mandatory annual training is proposed. And it's important to remember that at this time, these things are proposed and they may change after EPA has had time to consider all the comments and the feedback from the open comment period. Then there's going to be some additional record keeping pieces that are a little bit different. And so they've lined those out as well as to what they're going to require. There's going to be requirements for volatility reducing agents and drift reduction agents that will have to be followed. And some really specific things about temperatures and application timing. And so those are just a few of the things that people are really going to want to take a look at and know that those are maybe going to be a little bit different in the final rule.
So if you haven't yet, go to the Environmental Protection Agency website, make your feelings known regarding the re-registration of dicamba for over-the-top use on soybeans and cotton if you happen to grow some. This is Inside Agriculture. We'll be right back.